Scott Adams, even with coronavirus, Bernie and Biden will lose to Trump. By Robert Krajicek on March 9, 2020. Neither Joe Biden nor Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, will defeat President Donald Trump in 2020's presidential election. Despite Democrat attempts to politically capitalize on the coronavirus outbreak, Scott Adams, creator of the Dilbert comic strip and author of Loser Think, How Untrained Brains Are Ruining America, predicted on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday. Addressing the Democrat race for a presidential nominee in the forthcoming general election, special guest host Jill Polack invited Adams' assessment of the primary contest between Biden and Sanders. I think it's going to be a little bit of changing leads between Biden and Sanders, for a while until Trump beats whoever wins because the media likes a horse race. Adams replied, adding, the media are going to prop up whoever is slightly behind. Listen. Adams continued, I would be surprised if Bernie doesn't have some kind of a pop, some kind of a good week coming up, just to make it interesting. So I think it's going to change leads, and it might be exciting right down to the final moment. Sanders' appeal is too narrow among Democrats to afford the Vermont senator any likelihood of being elected president, estimated Adams. Bernie's problem can be expressed this way: he'll get basically zero Republicans to vote for him, Adam remarked. Bernie Sanders will get anybody who thinks they can benefit from his policies to vote for him. And a few people are just nice, who are Democrats who say, well, even though it'll cost me money, I would like people to have health care. Adams continued, there's got to be, just off the top of my head, there's got to be a solid 25% of Democrats who just say, you know, I kind of work for my money. Can I keep it? I think that's all it takes for a landslide. So I think that's solid, I'll just put a number on it. 25% of Democrats would realize that it's not their best interest to vote for Bernie Sanders. Current economic circumstances disadvantage Sanders, determined Adams. You don't want to change a system that's working, Adams said. Now, if you were to subtract coronavirus, you would see a system that is working better than the economy's ever worked. It's the best economy of all time, and it's irrational to change things when they're working that well, even if they're not perfect. So you don't tear it down and start from scratch in that situation. And you can depend on a solid 25% of Democrats saying, you know, it just doesn't make sense, the size and the risk for the reward that's in front of us. Adams added, so that makes Bernie, I think, completely impossible to get elected. Adams attributed Biden's frequent misstatements to deteriorating cognition. Biden's problem, of course, it's obvious, is his declining mental state, Adams stated. The thing I predicted is that we'd have a Joe Biden get the nomination and that he picks, to bolster his campaign, somebody younger, ideally female, a person of color, and Kamala Harris kind of stands out as the obvious one there. But wouldn't that make her, at least in the eyes of the voters, if not in reality, sort of a shadow president? Biden selecting Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, as a running mate would make the California senator appear to be somebody who's the power behind the throne and whoever people think is backing Harris, whichever Democrats are billionaires or donors. He stated, adding, it's going to look like they're in charge just because Biden's going to look like a weak candidate mentally. Polack asked if the coronavirus outbreak could cost Trump the election. Adams responded, if you were going to bet on it, you'd bet no, because people understand that Donald Trump didn't cause the coronavirus, and he did close the airports. Adams concluded, I think you'll fairly rapidly see that we'll get some kind of a control on it, which doesn't mean we stop the virus. It just means we don't get overloaded. We figure out a way to keep the economy at least maintaining until we can get past it. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.